This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For those of you not up on your New Hampshire state legislative news, here you go. Republicans in the Granite State are floating two bills that would make it a felony to invest taxpayer dollars in ESG funds. Those are investment funds that incorporate environmental, social, and governance factors into their portfolios. Tack that onto this. The investment research firm Morningstar is just out with some analysis that shows for the first time, investors pulled more money out of ESG and sustainability funds than they put into them. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more about the present and the future of ESG.
Until pretty recently, investors were pouring money into ESG and sustainability funds. Roughly $20 billion in 2019, $50 billion in 2020, $70 billion in 2021. And during that period, ESG actually generated better returns than traditional investments. Then in 2022, Russia invaded Ukraine and the price of oil went nuts.
When Exxon and Chevron took off in 2022, sustainable funds didn't perform as well as their conventional funds because they didn't benefit from that rally.
Alyssa Stankiewicz researches ESG at Morningstar. She says the Fed's fight against inflation didn't help.
When someone's looking at an environment of high interest rates, it can make activities like building out renewable energy less profitable.
So part of the ESG retreat is just investors chasing higher returns elsewhere. The other part is politics. Paul Washington is executive director at the ESG Center at the Conference Board.
About 40% of U.S. companies have experienced some form of backlash, which can range from a little bit of healthy skepticism all the way to being the targets of political opportunism.
Conservatives have charged big financial firms like BlackRock with prioritizing a so-called woke agenda over their fiduciary duties. So instead of greenwashing, a new term has entered the chat, green hushing. Veet Henish researches ESG at the Wharton School.
The fact that we no longer use the term ESG on analyst earnings calls, that fund prospectuses are dropping the term ESG, doesn't mean they're changing what they're doing, but they're self-censoring because they don't want to be called out congressional hearing.
Henish says the right way to judge ESG investing is how it performs in the long term, even if it's not called ESG by then. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.